Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, Tuesday, March 17th, 2009. The Israeli army injures a civilian in Gaza and kidnaps 16 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One Palestinian civilian was injured midday on Tuesday when Israeli naval boats opened fire on residents and fishermen gathered at the beach near Bet Talaya in the central Gaza Strip. Doctors pronounced that one man suffered moderate wounds and was moved to a nearby hospital for treatment. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 16 Palestinians from Ramallah district in central West Bank and in southern Hebron district during Monday night and Tuesday at dawn. Eyewitnesses reported that soldiers invaded villages near Ramallah where they broke into and searched dozens of homes before taking captive 9 residents. Also, troops invaded villages near Hebron and kidnapped several residents. In related news, Israeli soldiers invaded Atil near the northern West Bank city of Ramallah and conducted military searches of homes. Local sources in Atil reported that several military jeeps invaded the village, broke into and searched several homes. The residents were forced out of their homes whilst the soldiers searched them. In Jerusalem, bulldozers belonging to the Israeli municipality demolished a Palestinian-owned flat located in the Beit Safafa neighbourhood of the city. The flat is part of a 7-storey high building owned by Abu Khalef, a Palestinian from Jerusalem. Israeli troops arrived in Bet Safafa on Tuesday morning to surround the building, shortly after which troops forced everybody out and demolished the 7th floor. The Israeli municipality says that the flat was built without the necessary permission. The number of Palestinian-owned homes in Jerusalem that Israel states it intends to demolish has reached 179 since the start of 2009. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, the authorities have rarely given Palestinian residents permission to build homes. The Israeli government has continued to build Jewish settlements in and around Jerusalem and throughout the West Bank, an act which contravenes international law and all peace treaty agreements signed between Israel and the Palestinians since the 1993 Oslo Accords. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mary Arthur and Ghazan Benora.